Hey, everybody, what is going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene and the potential expulsion from Congress? We go a level deeper and we explain to you that Democrats are actually disinterested in governing our great country. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support Mike Lindell, he's under a lot of fire right now, go to mypillow.com/Kirk. That's mypillow.com/Kirk. Critical episode coming. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. At thinker.org, T-H-I-N-K-R.org, they summarize the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you an access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, from old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. I have used thinker.org at thinkr.org, and I really enjoy it. So go to thinker.org/Charlie. When I'm driving to and from the studio, after a long day of work, I just flip open a book on thinker.org, and you can do it at thinker.org/Charlie, and I try to learn something new every day. If you want to learn something new and challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, go to thinker.org, thinkr.org/Charlie, to start a free trial today. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the Charlie Kirk Show. So I want to get into this story with Congressman Hoyer, who has just announced that there is no deal in trying to kick out Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a congresswoman from Georgia. She won convincingly with 75% of the vote. So obviously her voters wanted her there. And now there is a growing movement. I have not seen a pathological obsession amongst Democrats in the media to remove, condemn, and censure a Republican since Alan West. Now, a lot of you do not remember Alan West. Alan West is now the head of the Republican Party of Texas, but he was very outspoken against the Obama administration. Now, Democrats also did similar tactics against Congressman Steve King, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. But Alan West is really the last time I think I saw Democrats get this apoplectic about a sitting member of Congress. Now, this has dominated almost all of the cable news coverage. You cannot watch CNN or MSNBC without a segment about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. There have been in-depth investigations from the highest levels of the New York Times, The New Yorker, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed. It is a full court press. The Democrats don't seem to be slowing down. They want her not just removed from committee assignments. They want her not just censured, but they want her expelled from Congress. I'm going to quote here. I'm not really sure what this is from, but it's in our document here that we use to prep. Members rarely get expelled from Congress, an action that requires a two-thirds majority. 20 total members of Congress, 15 senators and 5 House lawmakers, have been expelled from their seats, according to a Congressional Research Service report from 2018. The late Representative James A. Trefeciant, Jr. was the most recent example of a member expelled from the House. The Ohio Democrat was expelled in 2002 after he was convicted of bribery, illegal gratuities, defrauding the government, and other crimes. Censure and reprimand are other forms of official punishment, and both require a simple majority. But expulsion, getting expelled from Congress, requires a two-thirds vote. Why are Democrats so focused on Marjorie Taylor Greene? The answer is actually quite obvious. Read Saul Alinsky. Look, the Democrats don't want to govern. They control everything, yet they know their policies are super unpopular. They know that they're going to continue the lockdowns, keep the school closures. They know that unemployment statistics are about to be rather unfavorable. They know that the stock market is on a sugar high and is likely to crash anytime soon, at least go through a correction. Democrats know all of this. And so they are taking Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And rule number either 8 or 9, I'll have to look it up, is pick a target, freeze it, polarize it, personalize it. You see, the Democrats want to continue a narrative that there is a potential uprising happening, but it's really not just on the fringes, it's within Congress and within the Republican Party. It's Rule 13. And so the Democrats are following Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Hey, I got it right word for word. Read way too much Saul Alinsky in my life. If you don't know who Saul Alinsky is, he is the community organizer who taught Barack Obama everything about dividing communities. Hillary Clinton wrote her senior thesis on Saul Alinsky. He dedicated Rules for Radicals to the devil. No, actually, the dedication to Rules for Radicals is to Lucifer, where Saul Alinsky says to the first radical, the first rebel, Saul Alinsky. So the Democrats now need a face, they need a name to show the country and the media that there's an excuse not to govern. There's an excuse not to open the country. There's an excuse not to fix the economy. There's an excuse not to address the concerns of the country. The excuse is Marjorie Taylor Greene. The entire Marjorie Taylor Greene exercise, regardless of your feelings about her, the things that she said prior, and I'm not going to get into all of it. I'm not. Because there's some things that she said that's been unearthed that I disagree with and that I wouldn't have said and I don't support. But it's completely irrelevant. It's up to her voters to get rid of her. It's not up to Congress to get rid of her. The members of Congress want to be a check against the voters of her district. She should have to go to her voters and be held accountable to the things that she said. It's that simple. However, the Democrats, they want a constant distraction. You see, there's a sleight of hand happening right now. If you've ever seen a good magician, you know that they distract you while they are doing the real trick. That's what the Democrats are doing right now. There's a great theft happening to our country, a theft of our culture, a theft of our wealth. It's a great theft. And the only thing that might prevent the theft from completion is if the American people wake up and say, I don't like that. Why are you doing that? Well, the way that you distract from the theft, the way that you not just distract, but you prevent any backlash from it, is you create a political smokescreen device. And that political smokescreen device is impeachment, the expulsion of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the baseless connection that the Republican Party is the party of QAnon, whatever the heck that is. The Democrats are doing this intentionally. Breaking right now on NBC News. House Democrats to vote on punishing Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene after GOP fails to take action. That's the framing. It's the Republicans' fault because they don't want to get rid of her. But the Democrats have done this for decades. The last time they did this intensely, to someone that has not a lot of power, was to Sarah Palin. When they character assassinated Sarah Palin, I was just getting started in politics. I was a freshman in high school. A lot of you remember it very well. One of the most repeated quotes from Sarah Palin is something she never actually said. Tina Fey said it on SNL. Yet a majority of people in the Democrat Party, if you go up to them and you say, true or false, Sarah Palin said, I can see Russia from my house, they'll say true. She never said that. Instead, Sarah Palin, who you might have your own disagreements with, said that being governor of Alaska, we have to deal with certain geopolitical issues because of our proximity to Russia, which is entirely true, by the way. You have to deal with shipping lanes. You have to deal with all sorts of different disputes of trading and all sorts of different issues. And that was the argument Sarah Palin was making. Instead, if you remember back, Most people now still believe that Sarah Palin said, I can see Russia from my house. Now, with Marjorie Taylor Greene, they've realized the Saul Alinsky rule works. They picked their target. They found someone who has said some things that are pretty controversial in their past. They found someone that is not willing to back down, someone that talks to President Trump, and they are going to focus on her until they find the next one. It's not, if Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress today, they will not move on. They'll find the next target. They'll find the next person. There's a great theft occurring in our country. And the Democrats are trying to hide behind a mirage, vapor, so that you don't ask very simple questions of them. Like, hey, Nancy Pelosi, why did you buy $1 million in Tesla stock? Is that a conflict of interest?
Are you guys sick of all the cancel culture? Stand with one of the fighters, Mike Lindell, right now. I want to talk to you about how MyPillow has changed so many people's lives. I know people that use MyPillow, made in America, by the way, and they say they're sleeping better, they're a better person, and it's just a game changer. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regular $69.98, and that's $40 savings. Kings are $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium, but Mike is extending a 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. So right now, support the good guys, support the people that are trying to cancel. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use the promo code Kirk. You will also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or call 800-876-0227 and use promo code Kirk. Support Mike Lindell. He's a good American. He's fighting hard. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
Democrats are pathologically focused on removing Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congressman Andy Biggs, Cut 54, has a response to that. Cut 54.
We're talking about statements that were made before she was even ever a candidate to Congress. And that I think, has some bearing here. Maybe what should happen is you let Republicans take care of our own and you Democrats take care of your own.
So, yeah, Congressman Biggs is saying these are statements that she said before she went to Congress. Let me be very clear. I think some of her statements before she came to Congress are not great. They're pretty awful. But that's what elections are for. Have the people of her district hold her accountable, not other members of Congress. She didn't say this while she was a sitting member. She didn't say this on the House floor. And while we're in the business of removing members of Congress, whatever happened to Eric Swalwell and his lover, Fang Fang? Marjorie Taylor Greene made statements before she became a member of Congress. I'm not even getting into the specifics of it. From what I've seen and what I've read, she has some explaining to do. Eric Swalwell, on the other hand, allegedly slept around with a CCP spy, staffed his office with interns from Fang Fang, and he gets promoted to become a House impeachment manager. Nancy Pelosi rubbing it right in our face. So while we're talking about expelling members of Congress, how about having romantic relationships with a Chinese Communist Party agent? Would that qualify as reason for expulsion? While we're talking about stripping people of their committees, what about Ilhan Omar? Ilhan Omar, who said after 9/11, some people did something. Ilhan Omar has a track record of opposing American foreign policy. In fact, if I remember correctly, she said something about in the Somali war, America was the bad guys. So now Republican lawmakers are seeking a countermeasure to strip Ilhan Omar of her campaign assignments, of her committee assignments, I should say, because of her anti-Semitic statements. Brian Babin, Jeff Duncan, Jody Heiss, Andy Biggs, and Ronnie Jackson are sponsoring the resolution. Is this really what we want to turn Congress into? We got a lot of problems in our country, and this is exactly why I focused so much attention on Ron DeSantis, because Congress has become a circus. We're removing people from office. We're impeaching prior presidents. Congress has become nothing but kabuki theater. This is not governing. And I support Republicans for now having a countermeasure, because the Democrats have to know if they're going to try to take out one of our Republicans from committee assignments and from Congress, well, then that standard must apply to all people. They're doing the right thing. Is it good for the country? Of course not. None of this is good for the country. And the country is already on borrowed time right now, politically. People say, well, why is our country so divided? Well, I don't know. Maybe because the party that is running our entire government is completely and totally disinterested in governing. You see, the Democrats, whether they're in power or not, act as if they're in the minority. Always. And by the minority, I mean they do not have more votes than Republicans. They control our government. They control our civil service. It's because Democrats are incapable of taking responsibility for their actions, taking responsibility for their policies. Just today, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who's a total disaster, terrible mayor, blames Trump for standoff between city public schools and teacher unions. That's right, you heard me. The mayor of Chicago is blaming the guy who's having lunch at Mar-a-Lago right now for the reason why the city public schools and teacher unions can't come to a deal. She said in her, and I want to quote her correctly, all of this was exacerbated by the incompetence of the previous administration and didn't leave us with enough vaccine to quickly get to the entire population in our city that needs it. So it's all Trump's fault. Democrats want nothing to do with responsibility. Democrats would prefer to do these political games endlessly while the great theft continues. The Democrats' strategy is now going to be the perpetual party of the lesser of two evils. Very wise Democrats, I don't say that lightly, very wise Democrats realize how unpopular their political positions actually are. They understand that they're going to need more than just 2 years of unified government to pass the Green New Deal, add new states, eliminate the Electoral College, put the Constitution through a shredder. They're going to need to do this in incremental steps. Democrats know that the American people are actually a center-right people, that we are a center-right country. You wake up every day, you go to work, you pay your taxes, you care about your kids' school, you have responsibility, you pay your mortgage, you're a center-right person, some varying degree. You believe in freedom of speech, you believe you should be able to protect yourself, you want a functioning society, you're center-right. Democrats know this. In fact, the wise Democrats do. AOC thinks the entire country is like Brooklyn. AOC thinks the entire country is like the 45 blocks that she represents, where there is a completely different view of the world. AOC thinks that West Texas should have the exact same type of public policy when it comes to energy and it comes to values as Malibu and Brooklyn. The Democrats, the wise Democrats, are now the ones that are pushing forward this lesser of two evils political strategy. Democrats know that they're not going to be able to excite suburban voters to go vote for higher taxes, decreased individual freedom and liberty, closed schools, mounting debt, and inflation. But they can stay in perpetual political power if they other the other side. If they convince people that Republicans are so awful, they're terrorists, then people will give them power. Because at least they're not the terrorists. At least they're not Marjorie Taylor Greene, because, yeah, she's such a big threat to our country. Why is Congress more concerned about Marjorie Taylor Greene than the fact that the evil republic, or whatever the heck they call themselves, they're not even a republic, the totalitarian maniacs of Iran are now close to a nuclear weapon, according to the Biden administration? The reason is because the Democrats don't want to govern. You see, Republicans get into politics to actually fix things. They get into politics to occupy things. They get into politics to control political turf. They get into politics to make something of themselves. Many Republicans who run for office had a nice life before they ran. And there's exceptions to this, of course, but this is a general rule. So the Democrats are now employing this strategy of division, this strategy that is rooted in political tension, where their communication to the American people will say, oh no, I know you got a lot of problems, but no matter what, you better vote for us because you know how bad the other side is. They're QAnon terrorists. They're Viking shaman people that are going to come in the middle of the night and steal your family from you. You see, the Democrats, there's an article at CNN.com. Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Sean Patrick Maloney, whoever he is, told his colleagues that Democrats plan to stay, quote, relentlessly on offense, end quote, against Republicans, according to a person familiar who is on the call. And then the title of this article at CNN.com is House Democrats Plan to Mount Offensive to Tie Republicans to QAnon. Now, let me just tell you, most Republican voters have no idea what the heck QAnon is. I just call it the message boards. And I have been relentless in my criticism against the lies and the deception and the treachery and the danger of the message boards. Stop reading them. They've lied to you for too long. They're vowing a new round of attacks against Congresswoman Lauren Boebert in Colorado. Now, mind you, no attacks against China or Iran, but the real problem is the 5-foot congresswoman from the mountains of Colorado who ran for Congress because her restaurant was closed. That's the real threat to national security. Iran having a nuclear weapon, that's perfectly fine. China building islands in the South China Sea for world domination and some sort of a proxy fight that's happening in Myanmar, that's not a concern. The fact that our schools are closed, suicides are up, drug usage and alcoholism has increased. No, no, no. The real threat, according to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, is not to stay relentlessly on offense against China, against illegal immigration, against child sex traffickers, against gun smugglers, against Putin locking up political dissidents, against the lockdowns, the economic catastrophe. No, no, no. The real problem is the 5-foot congresswoman from Aspen. She's the problem. Why are Democrats doing this? Because they can't govern. They don't want to. They're disinterested. They don't actually care about the well-being of the country, and I don't say that lightly. They know this is their only political strategy moving forward. They know history. They're not dumb. AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley, they're the ones that do not understand history. They don't. The technocratic, peacetime kleptocrat Democrats, like Ron Klain, who's the chief of staff for Biden, who's a very smart guy. He's cunning. He's sharp. He's smart. Do not underestimate that guy. He knows what he's doing. They understand that the midterm after a party takes over the three branches of government is typically a bloodbath, metaphorical bloodbath. That the House of Representatives is poised to now swing 30 to 40 seats. That is what history tells us in Republicans' direction. The Senate, despite the map being difficult for Democrats, Republicans are likely to take back the Senate. So the Democrats' political strategy is one that might work if we do not get out in front of it. The Democrats' political strategy is one that actually might be popular if we do not explain it early. And that is, everything you've been told about China and Iran is actually not true. The real threat are these QAnon Congress people that are popping up to take over your country and steal your children in the middle of the night. It's lies, and you know it. And the problem is, they have a multi-trillion dollar communication arm, the mainstream media, to communicate this to the rest of the country. And so their pathological obsession of going after Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or Andy Biggs or Paul Gosar, the crazy thing is that Democrats don't actually want Marjorie Taylor Greene gone from Congress. They don't. They say they do. Some of them actually probably mean it. But the smart Democrats, the Ron Klain Democrats, they actually have a Marjorie Taylor Greene screensaver on their computer. They have her picture posted. Because every time they see that picture, they know they now have a talking point. They now have someone on the other side that they can point to and say, see, that's why we need power. That's why we need to get reelected. And that's exactly why this disinformation and misinformation campaign that has been launched against conservatives must be stopped, and stopped quickly. That's why what Ron DeSantis is doing with big tech is so important, because we can't even get that message out without coming under extraordinary censorship. We're in a set of circumstances right now where the Democrats' only pathway to staying popular is by demonizing and smearing the other side. Their strategy is, we're not them. That's it. And by the way, Republicans have employed this strategy before too. It didn't work very well for us. We did the anti-Obama thing for one cycle. Romney tried it, lost miserably. Running against something can be very popular. Political cycles are always different. Every cycle is a different thing at every time. Depends who's running, depends on the issues. There's the laws of politics, some of which never change, some do, based on the times. But the most successful political movements in our country are never in opposition. They're for something new. Barack Obama and Donald Trump were the two most successful political movements of my life, and both of them in 2008 and 2016 ran a campaign that got people to believe in something outside of the political rules and orthodoxy that were currently in place. In the struggle that we're in right now, if we allow this relentless slander to continue against conservatives and Republicans, then Democrats are going to hold on to power for a very long time. The Chinese coronavirus lockdown taught us that people do not want to be free, they want to be taken care of. The Chinese coronavirus lockdown taught us how scared people can get. I don't know how long they'll keep the lockdowns going. I don't know how long the virus will go. My guess is quite a long time. But now the Democrats are introducing another piece of fear. That not only do you have to worry about your 9-year-old kid getting the virus and dying, which is not true, and it's not scientifically based, the chances of that happening are so low. Not only do you have to worry about this invisible enemy that could sneak up to you at any time, but now you have to worry about a domestic enemy. Scared people are easier to control. People that are constantly in a state of fear are willing to give up their freedoms and liberties towards safetyism. When you are under the belief that there is a militia uprising in Congress ready to come after you, then what freedoms wouldn't you give up? What liberty wouldn't you sacrifice? When you are afraid, you are easier to command. Democrats know this. This entire circus right now of impeachment and expulsion and all of that is not about making people's lives better. They tried that with Obamacare and they got blamed for everything and they lost seats. When they actually implement their agenda, they lose everything. Instead, their new strategy is, we're going to build our majority so big over time by demagoguing the other side, by saying that they're literal terrorists, and then we'll be able to push forth our radical agenda. Let's go to cut 51, where Joe Manchin is saying, I will not support a party line vote to pass the Chinese coronavirus bill through reconciliation. Cut 51.
So if they say we're pushing forward with reconciliation, which means not 60, 51 votes,
sure.
And they come to you and say, Joe, we need that vote, and it's $1.9 trillion. Are you voting for it?
What I have told everybody, and I made it very clear from the President of the United States to all of my colleagues, we're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input, and we're going to do something that we agree on. I'm not going to do it just down the lines of just saying party line vote. It has to make sense.
Joe Manchin is now the most powerful senator in America. He's saying the right thing, and he deserves credit for that. Let's go to cut 44, where Brett Baer asks him, are you the most powerful man in the Senate? Cut 44.
I have 10 seconds here, Senator. Are
sure
you
thing.
The most powerful person in Washington?
Let me tell you something. I've seen people who thought they had power and abused it. I've seen people that desired power and abused it. And I've seen people that had an opportunity to be in a situation where you can make a difference. And I hope I'm that person to make a difference.
So Joe Manchin is a different type of Democrat than the peacetime kleptocrats of Ron Klain and this guy, Sean Patrick Maloney, or Patrick Sean Maloney, whatever his name is. Because Joe Manchin actually is interested in governing. Now, he's a Democrat. I disagree with him on basically everything. But his idea of governing is, well, you know, there's 50-50 in the U.S. Senate. It's not a massive majority. So we're going to give voice to the Republicans. We're going to try to do this in a bipartisan fashion. Now, because of that, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are under massive backlash from the AOC types who have never missed an opportunity to try to blame somebody else to try to create a political revolution that will destroy the country. AOC has a new pack, or her staffers have a new pack. I want to be specific about this. Called It Can't Wait, or something like No Excuses Pack. The New York Times has come out with a hit piece on Kyrsten Sinema, why Arizona senators may collide with Democrats who elected them. Kyrsten Sinema is very smart. And she'll have plenty of Democrats that still support her when she goes back to Arizona. And unfortunately for Arizona Republicans, there'll be plenty of Arizona Republicans that support Kyrsten Sinema as well. She's one of the few people that's keeping this entire republic together. I hope you understand that. That Democrat Kyrsten Sinema and Democrat Joe Manchin, albeit wrong on immigration, they're wrong on abortion, they're wrong on so much stuff. They're Democrats, after all. But they're right on process. They're right on the filibuster. And they're ensuring that this republic does not get hijacked by an angry Democrat mob in just one election cycle. It is not the way the process has ever been meant to work. They deserve great credit for that. There's a New Republic article, which is a liberal website, that says Joe Manchin is the king of the Senate. The Democrat senator has survived in West Virginia by casting himself as a champion of working people. Will his fixation on bipartisanship prevent him from living up to the role? Joe Manchin doesn't care. Joe Manchin is the most powerful man in Washington, and Kyrsten Sinema has just made herself more powerful. Now, I think Kyrsten Sinema wants to be a senator for a very, very long time of Arizona. I think Kyrsten Sinema, if the winds of the political trends told her to be more liberal, she would do that. I think Kyrsten Sinema will become more liberal if Arizona becomes more liberal. I think that Kyrsten Sinema is not a dummy, though. Kyrsten Sinema's staffer is probably showing her that in Maricopa County, new voter registrations show that there are 30% more people registering as Republicans than Democrats in the county of Maricopa County, which is the largest county in Arizona. She knows that in order for her to win re-election, she has to win as a center-left or center candidate. The No Excuses Pack by the AOC staffers seek to replace West Virginia Joe Manchin and Arizona Kyrsten Sinema. Good luck with Joe Manchin. You think you're going to run to the left of Joe Manchin in the state of West Virginia, the state that Donald Trump won with 67-70% of the vote in West Virginia? Not going to happen. And Kyrsten Sinema is representing a politically diverse state that is still a center-right state where they have a Republican governor that won by 20 points last time. The radical Democrats are doing everything they possibly can try to take out these two more moderate Democrats. And obviously, I disagree with them, as I said, on so much. I could go through the list of it. But right now, they're flexing their muscles, and they're slowing down the process. Democrats know this, which is why they're posturing to try to create Republicans as a domestic terror threat, which has long-reaching ramifications. This is Charlie Kirk, host of The Charlie Kirk Show. Make sure you check out The Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you're listening to this and you want to get involved, join Turning Point USA. It's the best place to get involved, tpusa.com. God bless you guys. We had some fun today. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you soon.